Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your midday brief for Wednesday, December 7th. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal. Authorities in Germany say they've dismantled a domestic far-right terrorist cell suspected of planning to overthrow the government. The country's federal prosecutor says the group was inspired by the QAnon conspiracy and was trying to recruit members from police and military to take part in a violent coup. 25 suspects were arrested, including a sergeant in Germany's Special Armed Forces, several former servicemen, and a former lawmaker. Leaders from the world's top oil importer, China, and exporter, Saudi Arabia, are meeting today. Chinese leader Xi Jinping is set to meet with Saudi Prince Mohammed bin Salman ahead of an economic summit by Gulf and Arab leaders. The trip underlines China's growing influence in the Middle East and comes amid tensions between Saudi Arabia and the U.S. And the former president of blood testing startup Theranos is set to be sentenced in federal court today. Ramesh Sunny Balwani was convicted of 12 counts of wire fraud and conspiracy earlier this year. He denied the charges, and his attorneys are asking for probation or home confinement. Prosecutors are seeking a 15-year prison sentence. Last month, Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes was sentenced to more than 11 years in prison after being convicted on 4 counts of defrauding investors. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.